You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Big Dog Walk with Lots of Dogs is taking place this Saturday in four locations around New Zealand. The event invites both dog owners and dog lovers to join together for one massive dog walk. I talked to the organiser for the Auckland and Napier walks, Alice McKinley, to learn more, and I began by asking what the overall purpose of the walk is.
We just started this as a fun event, and it somehow grew into this massive thing, and that's when we decided it was a really good opportunity to, get some fundraising going for charity.
Yeah.
It's just the concept is really simple, like everyone go for a walk together with their dogs. We've managed to attract a lot of attention, luckily, like on Facebook. And in turn, we've managed to get some really cool sponsors on board as well. So we do have two large sponsors this year.
Yeah.
So we've got Omega Plus, which is a brand new dog food company made out of king salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Mashbone, which is part of Garage Project. So they use the mash from the bear, and then they've gone to Massey University to create a really nutritious dog treat.
Oh, no way. That's so cool. So you're fundraising for charity. What organisation will the money go towards?
So we've got, it's quite nice because we can share it around because mm-hmm. we've got the four different locations. So in Auckland, we are supporting Passion for Paws. In Hamilton, we're supporting Chain Dog Awareness. Napier is SPCA. And we've got Hoo Ha in Wellington.
And how many years has this run for?
So this is, we're in our second year.
Mm-hmm.
So Alice, Brian and Bailey organised the Wellington one last year, and I organised the Auckland one. And this year I've organised the Napier and the Auckland one, and we've got added on Hamilton and Wellington, so Bailey's been looking after that. And yeah, but we're growing.
Awesome. And how many people are you expecting at the events?
We're expecting 3,000 in Auckland and Wellington at least.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, because we've got over 13,000 people in each area interested or coming. Based on what we got last year, over 3,000. We got 3,000 last year. And then in the smaller towns, we've got Hamilton and Napier, I'd be saying probably around about 700 to 1,000 in each place.
And while you were organising, did you have to overcome any sort of barriers with council and whatnot?
Yeah. Auckland was fine.
Uh-huh.
I think, Auckland was fine. I think Hamilton and Wellington were fine as well. It's just Napier. They wanted us to have it in, a park, which didn't really suit the purpose.
Yeah.
But they eventually, once I talked to the right person, they came around and they understood it, and then they've been fantastic to work with ever since. But I think one of the biggest challenges for us is now that I've got sponsors on board, I've had to make sure that there are no conflicts everywhere. So as you can imagine, we've got, heaps of stalls in Auckland and Wellington and so on. And we have to make sure that none of them conflict, and then our sponsors don't conflict with anyone else wanting to do sampling. So I'm still getting calls and emails now with people trying to get into the event to do some promo, and there are quite a it's good. It's a good thing. We've got so much interest, but the conflicts, that's probably another thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hard to manage. Yeah. And do you have to have a dog to participate?
No, absolutely not. Last year it was great. I saw heaps of people just coming along to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's for everyone that just loves dogs. You just have to love dogs to come.
Awesome. And do you have any kind of concerns about just animal mayhem, kind of like untrained dogs or anything?
Yeah, so my dad's a vet. So I did consult him before I did it last year. So we put in some measures, and Dad said, you put a bunch of dogs together and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person that comes along to the event who brings their dog is a the dog owner because they bring their dog because they love dogs.
Yeah.
But as well as that, you know, we have dog control on site, and I've got a behaviour specialist coming to the Auckland dog one.
Oh, awesome.
And then we've also got like volunteers looking out for any potential dog fights as well. So yeah, we do put in those extra measures as well.
Finally, how do people get involved?
There's no entrance fee. Just come if you love dogs. You don't have to have a dog to come. You've got to love dogs.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.